This is Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio, WIAA Interlochen, WIAB Mackinac City, WICV East Jordan, and 94.7 in Traverse City. Wish you could see Studio A right now. I have never seen more people in Studio A. This is a beautiful sight. They are all singers out here in the snow, warmed up early to come and share some music with us. Thanks, of course, in large part to Jeffrey Cobb. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Now, Jeffrey, you conduct a lot of choirs.
I keep busy. It's great.
The NMC Children's Choir. What is the list? This is kind of fun. What's the litany of choirs that
you
conduct?
Well, we've got three ensembles at the college: Chamber Singers, Grand Traverse Chorale, and our brand new group, Canticum Novum. And then we have the NMC Children's Choirs, of which I conduct two of those groups as well.
So, you know, keeping your hands busy.
I love it.
Yes. Now, this is a new group, and it's a pretty impressive group, because I remember when you were auditioning for this group, you had some very stringent requirements. They had to be good readers, they had to be good singers, they had to be able to grok this music on their own before coming in and working on it with you, and they are all looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and like brilliant musicians. Tell me how you came up with the idea for this new group and why you decided to make it such a delicious challenge for all of them.
I love that, a delicious challenge. Well, actually, this was kind of the brainchild of Peggy Johnson, our lovely accompanist,
and I.
Peggy's here this morning as well with us. And we had done this a few years ago as kind of a ad hoc group. We just pulled together some friends and performed a little bit. And then we thought, again, that there was a really kind of a cry out from many of our singers for a bigger challenge, for an ensemble that provided a greater challenge both within the ensemble and the literature we'd be doing. So we thought we'd do a trial run last spring, and it was a huge success. And so now here we are. We're making it part of the choral offerings at NMC.
Now, this means new song, Canticum Novum.
Yes.
And you were going to concentrate on new works. Is that something that you're still doing?
We kind of run the breadth and depth of the choral repertoire. We are doing some classics, but also really focusing in on some newer works and works by living composers as well.
Oh, fantastic. Hooray. All right, everybody. Now, of course, this is a perfect morning for basses. Yes, the basses have it easy. We'll send a little mad love to the sopranos. Heard you warming up. Great job, sopranos. What music are we going to hear today?
Well, we'd like to share a couple of pieces. The first one we'd like to sing is There Shall a Star Come Out of Jacob. It's by Mendelssohn. It's from his unfinished oratorio, Christus. It's one of only three pieces from that unfinished oratorio, and so it's kind of a standalone.
Wonderful.
And the scepter shall rise out of Israel. Oh, wonderful. Boy, chills. Mendelssohn really knew how to write for a choir or what?
Amen.
Yes, and you know, just those lovely little dissonances here and there, but they're really subtle. And such engaged singers for the morning. I'm so impressed. Oh, wonderful.
It's too bad everybody out there can't see them.
I know, it really is. Well, they can. We'll get to that after we hear all of the singing.
Yes.
You can experience this, but I have to tell you right now, it's like a command performance. I'm sitting in this room with all of these voices swirling around, and it's genius. Love it. Now, how many people do we have in this group right now?
We have about 32 altogether.
32 in Studio A. That might be a record. That is wonderful. So what is next for us on the menu?
We would love
today?
To share just kind of a condensed version of a wonderful Calypso tune, Mary's Little Boy Child.
Oh, love this one. Terrific.
Time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary, boy, child, Jesus Christ, he born on Christmas Day.
Kinds of delightful. Oh, thank you for that. What range your choir has to go from this deep Mendelssohn and to really just nail this fun, wonderful piece of music and have fun with it and just be so bright. Wonderful job on the solo, sir. Thank you. Congratulations.
That was Larry Weiniger on solo.
Larry
thank
Weiniger,
you, Mary.
Terrific job. Wow. So you have just terrific music for this concert.
Yes,
all
we do.
Stacked up and ready to go. Tell us what other kinds of things we can hear if we come to see you.
Again, the concert is this Friday
at
8 p.m. at Millikan Auditorium. We're really excited. We're joining forces with the NMC Chamber Singers, and we also have a wonderful brass octet playing with us. So we're doing some works by Gabrielli. We're doing Omanium Mysterium and Jubilate Deo with Chamber Singers, so that'll be just glorious with the brass.
Oh, how great.
We'll also be hearing works by Taverner, an English composer. It's a beautiful work, really drawing on the Byzantine tradition of choral music. John Taverner, one of the premier English composers, just recently passed away.
Mm-hmm.
We found out just a couple weeks ago while we were working on his piece. So that's one of the works we'll be featuring as well. And also some other holiday favorites.
Fantastic.
With the brass.
From the Sounds of the Season.
Yes.
Concert. Again, it's from 8 to 9:30 on Friday night. $10 for adults, $5 for students and seniors. That is at Millikan Auditorium.
Yes.
The phone number, I'm afraid I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. Call Millikan Auditorium.
Perfect.
Four tickets. We thank you all so much for being here with us live in studio. Quickly now, give a hello to your families and friends who are all listening now. And Peggy, thank you so much for playing the piano. Jeffrey Cobb, thank you, Canticum Novum.
Thank you, Kate.
And hopefully we will see you Friday night.